We're joined now by Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce for today's short and sweet business beat. How are you?
I'm well, Aaron. How about you? I'm glad to see the sun come out.
Yeah, I'm glad to see the sun come up this week because I've been hosting the morning news too. So every day I'm driving in the sunrise. Oh, wait, I'm awake now. It's all good. We're good.
But you could, you could do lifetime morning traffic reports, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got Nikki Morse for that in the morning.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Okay. So
Nikki's in. She takes care of that. So.
So, well, you're doing double duty, so I appreciate you squeezing
I am
in
so
the
punchy right now.
The short and sweet business beat this afternoon. I come on each week to give a report about the chamber, but I know that folks may not know that the chamber has a 501c3 arm. So. Mm-hmm. In the same way, folks didn't know that you could be just as charming in the morning. Folks may not realize that we have a 501c3 arm that works to, it's the Partnership for a Sustainable Community, and it works to apply business leadership to solve community problems. And we have three big things that have been going on with our partnership. One is just today, the 31st class of Leadership Chapel Hill Carrboro graduated.
Congratulations.
From our 10-week, I know we should have pomp and circumstance in the background, but we had a 10-week leadership development program. There were 20 people in this class just last night. One of the things that the Leadership Chapel Carrboro has to do is to do a project to raise money for a local community organization. This class had a casino night last night, raising $11,000
nice.
For five organizations, local
They were
organizations.
Really excited about it. We had a couple people in to talk about it, and they were just super excited about getting ready for it. They had all the auction items and the casino night and everything, and they were pumped about it before it happened. So
this
went off well.
This is the third casino night that I've attended of Leadership Chapel Hill Carrboro, and these are real overachievers. My leadership class, we just did a raffle for one organization. These folks decided to raise, their goal was $16,000. They may get closer with that with donations coming in, but raised $11,000 for five worthy local organizations.
You got to raise the bar every single year.
Exactly.
Whatever your leadership
exactly.
class did last year, so, this leadership class has to do something better. So 10 years from now, it's going to be super huge.
And maybe we'll be here 10 years later talking about the new and exciting leadership class.
They raised $4 million for...
So this leadership class included two folks from the Chapel Hill Police Department, the Guardians of the Hill, two from the town of Chapel Hill, and one from Orange County. And today they talked about their commitment to use information that they gained during this program to make a difference, which is really embodying the purpose of our partnership to apply business leadership and principles to solve community problems.
Awesome. And the Partnership for a Sustainable Community does a couple of other things. I know the Bocce tournament's coming up.
The Bocce tournament is one of our fundraisers for the partnership. It's called the Community Bocce Derby, named for our late board member, Chris Derby. And we're really excited. This one is presented by Piedmont Health Coastal Federal Credit Union and has support from the Friends of Extraordinary Ventures. Chris Derby actually served on the Extraordinary Ventures board. And so we're excited about getting together as a community June 16th at the American Legion Post 6. Just so folks know, remember, Monday is Memorial Day. American Legion has an open house on Monday.
Yes.
I'm sure you've been talking about it. But go check out the American Legion and honor our veterans on Memorial Day. And then also come back to the American Legion June 16th for our Community Bocce Derby, 3 to 8:30. You don't have to play. We're going to have room for 60 teams to play.
Nice. But 60 teams of two, four?
Yeah, of two.
Of two. Okay, so.
Of two. We'll have room for 60 teams of
All
two
right.
to play, but if you're like, bocce may not be my strength. One, you should try it.
We got a lot of pro bocce
right.
players coming in.
Exactly,
and, yeah.
exactly. We have a lot of amateurs, so so come try bocce, but also you can be a super fan and that's an opportunity to network, eat, drink, and just cheer on and just have a great day supporting the partnership and at the Community Bocce Derby. That's Thursday, June 16th.
And you can find out more about all of these events and the partnership at carolinachamber.org. Bocce tournament is in June and then a few months from now, and we're going to be talking about this over the course of the summer, too, because I'm excited about this, the inner city visit to Boulder.
We're really excited. every other year, the partnership takes, we've had as many as 100 people to a peer city to learn more. And we've announced our trip dates. September 25th through the 28th, we'll be headed to Boulder, Colorado. I've been practicing Colorado.
Is it Colorado? Or I always say Colorado.
I've been instructed it's Colorado.
Colorado.
So
okay.
I've been working on that. So,
Colorado is what pretentious people say.
I guess
in the rich suburbs of Denver. Oh, no, we're in Colorado.
Colorado. Okay, so we will be headed to Colorado.
Leviosa.
Right. We can call the whole thing off. However you want to say it, please join us for our 2016 Inner City Visit and Leadership Conference, leaving September 25th, coming back 28th. We've got an extra day on this trip because of the time change.
The travel,
so it's a day longer than usual. I'm going to be looking at transit, hopefully in Denver when we arrive, the startup scene and high-tech jobs, and also the housing and the consequences of some of their choices. Folks may or may not know, Boulder basically bought their rural buffer, bought a urban growth boundary, and the city owns that land, but it hasn't come without consequences, because average home price is close to $800,000.
Oh,
so
my God.
So there, you know, it's an interesting trip. And we're going to have some time downtown on Pearl Street. We're going to learn a lot of things, but we're also going to talk about some of the trade-offs on some of these strategic choices that were made several decades ago.
This is actually really good, because I love the inner city visits, because you're looking at what towns do that are good, lessons that we can take, and also sort of cautionary tales too. And Boulder is great because they're really good at attracting the high-tech jobs. They're also really bad at keeping the cost of housing down.
Right.
So what can we learn and what can we avoid?
Exactly. And similar to our trip to Athens, I know that you were able to join us in Greenville, South Carolina. We stopped in Greenville on the way to Athens and talked about their downtown. And here we're hopefully going to have an opportunity to stop in Denver, look at their transit system. I'm really excited about this. They have both bus and rail, and I'm really excited to have an opportunity to learn more at the Mile High City when we land in Denver on the way to Boulder, Colorado.
All right. CarolinaChamber.org, again, is the website if you want to find out more. Kristen, we got to let you go in just a second, but update on goings-on in Carrboro?
Yes. Attention, Carrboro businesses. Tomorrow morning, join me bright and early, 8 a.m. at the Century Center to hear from Annette Stone. She'll be giving an update on a lot of Carrboro issues, including the parking study, the Interfaith Council's search for alternative sites on Food First, and then also some projects on North and South Greensboro Street. If you can't make it, tomorrow at 8 a.m. at Century Center, we'll be having Annette update our Economic Development and Public Policy Committee on Thursday, June 2nd. Hopefully we can see you tomorrow morning, but if not, come join us on Thursday, June 2nd. Both meetings at 8 a.m. to get an important update on things going on in Carrboro business.
All right, awesome. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.